Chapter 6. Fix, the detective, is naturally impatient. The telegram about Phineas Fogg was sent during this situation. The steamer Mongolia was due at Suez at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, the 9th of October. It regularly went between Brindisi and Bombay through the Suez Canal. It was one of the company's fastest steamers. Two men were walking up and down the port. One was the British consul. The other was a small man with a nervous face. The small man looked impatient, and he could not stand still. This was Fix, one of the detectives sent from England to find the bank robber. He hoped to get the reward.
"So you say, consul," asked he for the 20th time, "that the steamer is never late?"
"No, Mr. Fix," replied the consul. "The Mongolia has always been on time.
But really, I don't see how you can recognize your man from the description you have."
"A man feels these people, consul. If my thief is on board, he'll not escape. How long will the steamer stop at Suez?"
4 hours. Long enough to get in her coal. She goes directly from Suez to Bombay."
"Good," said Fix. "If the robber is on board, he will get off at Suez. He won't want to travel through India, which is English soil."
"Unless," objected the consul, "he is very smart. An English criminal always hides more easily in London than anywhere else."
The detective thought about this, and the consul left to his office. Fix, left alone, was more impatient than ever. Fix's thoughts were interrupted by a loud sound. The Mongolia had arrived. There were many passengers, and most of them left the boat and came into town. Fix carefully examined each face. One passenger came up to him and politely asked him if he could point out the English consulate. The passenger held out a passport. Fix took the passport and saw that the description in the passport was identical with that of the bank robber.
"Is this your passport?" asked Fix.
"No, it's my master's. He stayed on board."
"But he must go to the consul's in person so as to prove his identity."
"Oh, is that necessary?"
"Yes, it is."
"I'll go and fetch my master, who won't be much pleased to be disturbed."
The passenger bowed to Fix and returned to the steamer.